One of my dinner companions, my lunch companions on Sunday, is an architect, and another of the lunch companions has been contacted by somebody who is doing a project, and the project is to have a look at all the Volkskas Bank buildings that Harvey Fagan designed pretty much at the start of his career. And he wants to go around and photograph those buildings, and he wants to get people in the artistic and architectural community to comment on them, and he wants to set up a website project. He's just fascinated by all of these buildings, literally dozens of them, scores of them, that Harvey Fagan designed in his early career as an architect. And what we didn't realize as we were sitting around a lunch table talking about Harvey Fagan and Quirbus, the architect, was, he was enthusiastic in his praise of both the man and the man's work. What we didn't know was that Sunday was the day of his leaving this earth at the age of 95. Stefan Antoni is leading architect in South Africa, in Cape Town, with Soota, a leading firm of architects. Stefan, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on the program.
Huge pleasure. And to talk about a wonderful man, and I think a wonderful architect, not that I would know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever over the years I was always asked who's my favorite architect in the world, I'd always put two together, Le Corbusier and Harvey Fagan.
Really?
So he was always up there as one of my favorite architects of all time, actually, in all time in the world. So that just gives you an idea of the kind of impression he made on all of us and the kind of high regard that we all had for him.
What made him so special?
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that first of all, when you talk about all those banks that he designed, at the time he realized he had to travel around South Africa, so he bought himself a little airplane, became a pilot, got his pilot's license, and that's the way he would go to all of these buildings that he was busy designing. I'm sure a lot of people know he won the Cape to Rio race, and I don't know what age it was, but probably in his late 70s or maybe even after that. But I think he was just a kind of Renaissance man on so many levels. And of course, an incredible photographer as well. There are beautiful books that he's written. But as an architect, why he is so exceptional is that he understood where Cape architecture fits into the history of architecture, and it really has got a place in world architecture, first of all. I don't think that we even realize how special Cape Dutch architecture is. Then, of course, he restored Tilbach after it was virtually flattened, Groot Constantia, Klein Constantia, many of the old buildings, the Cape Castle, where I spent a little bit of time working with him. And then added to that, he was a phenomenal modernist architect, and probably, in my opinion, one of the great modern architects around.
Oops.
Architecture and the history and the way he was able to reinterpret it and create phenomenal modernist works that are always timeless. Like his house in the Camps Bay. An absolutely remarkable contemporary modernist house built, don't even ask me when, probably the 50s, 60s or somewhere around there. And to this day, absolutely timeless.
I don't know all of the Volkskas banks that he designed, but I've seen a couple of them, and they don't strike me as being leading examples of the sort of modernist architecture that I would like to see preserved forever.
I think with every architect, it's not as if every single building is perfection. I'm more fascinated by his work than Cape interpretation of Cape architecture. And that for me really, I think there are very, very few architects that have reinterpreted Cape architecture as well as he has. I designed a house for myself a few years ago, what it was about 10 years ago. And actually I chose to actually make a decision of taking where he had taken Cape architecture forward into its contemporary state of mind. And the kind of tool challenge I gave myself was to take, what would Harvey do taking it forward another step? So look, I mean, the bank buildings for me, some of them are great. Some of them are probably marginal. I think they were done very early on in his career. I don't think that is what he's really going to be known for and famous for. I think it's his contribution to contemporary Cape architecture and to restoring a lot of buildings that I think he understood them better than most other architects did. And I think he's left a legacy that is very valuable to all of us.
In anticipation of doing this interview, I was just doing some research, and I came across an article where a journalist visited him and Gwen in NDS, their house in Camps Bay, and there are a lot of pictures of it there, and lovingly told of how much of that was made, not only designed, but made by the family. And that is, it's just an extraordinary space. Is it part of the mountain? Is it part of the sea? The way he's managed to put that house as such a natural flow between Table Mountain and the Atlantic Ocean. I think it's an extraordinary building.
Yeah. Well, I think I've seen photographs of the whole family working on the project. I think the whole family built the whole project from scratch. So that is very special. And then also, it's like I remember somebody asking Harvey the one day, but Harvey, the house isn't totally windproof, and when the southeaster blows, like there's a little bit of a breeze or wind rushing through the house. And he said, put a jacket on. you can feel the elements inside the house and outside, and that makes it special. And that's Harvey. He was salt of the earth. I remember even a few years ago, he always had the spring in his step. He always was youthful. I kind of almost assumed he's going to be here forever, because every time I saw him, he never aged at all. So, I think the thing that really touches me is that such a humble guy, very sincere, very passionate, and very hardworking. Like for him, it was like getting your hands dirty and contributing and making and not leaving it up to somebody else to do it for you if you can make it yourself. And it's wonderful. A total inspiration. So for me, that's where, why I put him up there, up with the top in the world, is because of that. Because in a little place like Cape Town, he was able to do something exceptionally deep and personal and special and inspire. Look, I still think he's going to inspire a lot more architects in time as we still discover what he was busy doing. Because I think we too often are focusing on things around the world and trying to catch up with architects around the world, and we don't spend enough time understanding really kind of the beauty and the depth and the richness of the city and this country that we live in.
Stefan, tell us a little bit more about how he reinterpreted Cape Dutch architecture, what he did with that style to revitalize it and give it life.
Well, look, first of all, I think he understood the wall. The idea of mass in building and that you find in Cape architecture. So it was the mass of the wall, the texture of the wall, the kind of holding presence of the wall. And whereas in Cape Dutch architecture, of course, all openings are very small. He understood, of course, in a kind of contemporary lifestyle, view is important, sun is important. And now, because you can get large sheets of glass, you would bring that contemporary element in, but always still very, very much of the earth and the soul. If you take his house in Camps Bay, the hearth is a whole almost like womb. It's almost like a little room that you sit in. So you sit in the actual fireplace. So you're not sitting in a room that has a little fireplace on the one side. You're sitting in the actual fireplace. Now, again, we've seen that. All of us architects in Cape Town, we've seen that with our own eyes. I've been to the house a few times. And yet nobody that I know has done what he did. So in 50, 60, how many years that house has been there, no one has actually managed to capture what he managed to capture in that house with that one element. And there are so many other aspects in that house. So it's the roof, the beautiful form of the roof, influenced, I'm sure, by, actually, I'm not even sure. I never asked him, because I kind of assumed it was maybe the 12 apostles. Maybe it was the waves of the ocean. I'm sure Gwen knows, but it doesn't really matter, because it just feels of its place. And again, it's confident, bold, contemporary, very, very special.
Stefan Antoni paying tribute, thank you, Stefan, to Gabriel Harvey Fagan, who died on Sunday at the age of 95.